presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's Classic Radio Audio Museum.
Ms. Lowe, could you hang on the phone for a minute? We'll give you a prize for talking to us this early in the morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, hang on.
Why don't we, just a second here. Lean
What's
over
that?
Here.
Yeah.
Why don't we do something
yeah.
really nice here and,
What's that?
And maybe spit for one of those Winchester Place certificates.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Because we got a few of those.
We'll do that. And besides that, I've got a story that goes with that. I don't know if you know this, but the CBS movie on the life of Karen Carpenter was tops in the ratings last week.
No kidding.
So what better time than to award a Winchester Place gift certificate?
I see it. I get it. Okay.
All right.
That's very fun. I wonder,
make sure she's still with us.
Are you still with us, Ruby?
Yes, sir.
You're still there.
Yes,
okay, all right, we worry about that. All right, hang on a minute, Ruby.
We're going to put you back on
hold. All
right,
great.
All right, I wonder, though.
Hate to see her on hold, and then all of a sudden she's just not there anymore.
Well, it sounded like she dropped her teeth or something.
I was a little bit concerned about that. Too. Why don't we play a record, and we'll let Mrs. Lowe go back to sleep or whatever it is she
all
does.
All right, it's a deal. 13 after 7.
Rumble and Thrower get you up every morning on
the all-new, all-hit Z98. Good morning to you. It's 717. He's Rick Rumble. I'm Scott Thrower. He's the bald guy. I'm the one with all the hair.
Take me as I am. Put your hand in mine.
The all-new, all-hit Z98 in Chicago. Will You Still Love Me? It's 721 with Rick Rumble and Scott Thrower. We would like to take just a moment here to thank the 6,000-plus people who partied with us New Year's Eve on Overton Square. We had just a super time, super, super time. And ladies and gentlemen, now that we've spent an evening together, why don't we spend a morning together? Tomorrow morning, Rick and I are going to take the show on the road. We're going to be broadcasting all morning long tomorrow from the Perkins at Poplar and Highland. And if you're one of the first 40 people through the door to join us on the show tomorrow morning, we'll buy you breakfast. We'll buy you a 98-cent continental breakfast.
Yeah, no steak and eggs. No steak and eggs because we're going to go broke on this deal because we're buying the breakfast ourselves.
Radio station couldn't spring for 40 breakfasts, so we have to pick it up out of our pocket. But that's just an indication of the kind
we'll
and benevolent people that we are.
Because we will do anything to be number one, to be your favorite radio station, for you, the Z98 family, O listeners.
Let's do breakfast tomorrow morning. Perkins, Poplar at Highland. We'll see you there. No, 7:22.
I understand that Perkins, by the way, it does hold 6,000 people. So please, everybody from Overton Square would show up. It'd be great.
That's cool. That'll be hot.
Jimmy Jameson playing lead spatula.
That would be very nice. Jimmy Davis.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's easy to get the Jimmys confused sometimes.
Full paw.
Let's go into the world of birthdays, shall we? Big-time celebrity birthdays.
For the day, Diane Keaton, Oscar winner, 1977, is 43 today. Chuck Knoll, didn't he just sign like a lifetime deal of some kind with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, but there was some
kind of lifetime thing. He's 57. Robert Duvall is 58. Walter Mondale is 61. Pamela Sue Martin looking good at 36. And Mercury Morris is 42.
Mercury Morris, didn't he? He played in the backfield for the Miami Dolphins and went to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Wilson birthday today too.
All right.
Yeah, happy birthday of the Holiday Inn people.
Right.
Now, those are the big-time celebrity birthdays. What about locally, Rick?
Local celebrities. Happy birthday to Shali Hester. Michael Jackson, Shali. I'm bad, Shali. Shali Hester from her sister, Misty. Mom and Dad weren't from the 60s on those names.
Misty.
Let's see here. Also,
lonely sisters on a cool, cool morning.
Thank you, Clint. Happy birthday to Matt Ryan and also to Mark Ward on January the 5th, which is today. Happy birthday to Stephanie Laster. She turns one today.
Oh.
Target demo.
Yeah, she's right in there. The station you grew up with, Stephanie.
Yeah. That's true.
Finally, dear morning jerks, happy new year. Would you please wish my husband, Tom, a happy 30th birthday?
Uh-huh.
It was on New Year's Day.
Oh, boy.
I guess they weren't around. From his wife, who loves him very much, Sheila Strong, thank you. !
A nice letter.
Yeah. So those are the birthdays. If you or somebody you know or love
has a birthday in the coming days, weeks, months, and you want to get it on the radio with the all-new, all-hit Z98, here is what you do, Jenny, please!
Well, all you've got to do is write it on the back of an envelope and put it inside of a postcard. If you could do either one of those, you'd be some kind of an author. Set it down and mail it to the all-new, all-hit Z98, 88 Union Avenue, Suite 309, Memphis, Tennessee. The zip code 38103. Remember, we'll allow 2 weeks for delivery.
Happy birthday, everybody. It's 7:24.
Oh, just got a note here that Jimmy Jameson will be bussing tables for you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
Just to make it up. It's 7:24. We have partly cloudy skies, 44 degrees. Some traffic problems. Highway 64 at Rehooker Road. westbound 40 at I-240, that's out east, and Macon and Witten. I'm Paul Fuller with the KMPZ 98 Second Update. What if they held a city council meeting and nobody showed up? Well, that's just about what happened yesterday morning. Remember Tuesday night, a majority of the members walked out on Mayor Hackett as he pushed for immediate approval of his new fire chief. The meeting was to reconvene yesterday morning, but only two council members showed up. UPS is taking their delivery war with FedEx to the Department of Transportation today. UPS objecting to all the international routes Federal Express will gain when their purchase of Flying Tigers is finalized.
Yeah, but what would UPS do with them? You can't drive a truck across the ocean.
That's right. Put pontoons on it, maybe.
Or just give it one of those MIG engines.
Exactly. The troubled Tennessee Valley Center is cutting back operations. Originally set up to help minority business ventures, the TVC has had serious financial troubles. They announced they'll only operate in West Tennessee now. They were trying to cover a 7-state area. The two U.S. pilots who downed the Libyan jets yesterday just arrived in Washington this morning. A news conference scheduled later today. One report that they have film of the entire incident. Meanwhile, Libya is calling for the U.N. Security Council to condemn the U.S. attack. President Reagan has put a hold on his plan to bomb their chemical weapons plant. He fears negative international reaction. Have you bought one of those home radon testing kits? Well, a consumer group reports that you probably wasted your money. Most are unreliable. Radon is that naturally occurring cancer-causing gas that exists to some level in most every home in the U.S.
That's why there's an extra $2 surcharge on your MLGW bill this month. Radon usage.
Special birthday greetings to a pair of twins in North Carolina who turn 105 next week. Yeah. President-elect Bush and all 45 Senate Republicans sent a big card to the staunch Republican sisters. They're believed to be the oldest living twins. And a nationwide organization called Mothers of Twins will officially induct Julie into their club. You remember Julie's the hippo at the Memphis Zoo who recently gave a rare twin birth.
Right.
Sybil Shepherd is an honorary member of the Mothers of Twins.
That's right.
I just hope that Sybil's luck doesn't follow Julie's. You know, they'll be evicting Julie out of the zoo soon and, you know, nowhere to go.
Oh, there's trouble. Next thing you know the hippo will be trying to buy a downtown condo. Probably. And the residents will get together.
Governor ugly. Ned may adopt her. Why not? Just leave her around the house.
Look good in the album with the rest of the family. Go ahead, Paul.
Memphis State in overtime over Southern Mississippi last night. Yeah. 90-87. Elliott Perry with a career high 30 points. We're going to take a look at River City weather coming up next. It's 7:26.
Tonight at Night Moves, it's round 9 of the Caribbean Queen Bikini Contest. $500 in cash and prizes to tonight's top 3 winners and the grand prize of a cruise for 2. All expenses paid to the islands of the Caribbean. All you beautiful ladies, sign up early because you could be one of tonight's top winners with all expenses paid in Night Moves Caribbean Queen Bikini Contest. Make your Thursday night a hot one at Night Moves, Memphis number 1 ladies night hotspot. Ladies get in free, 2-for-1 beverage specials, and 25-cent bubblies served tableside. It's the biggest Thursday night party on Memphis' hottest laser-lit dance floor. The Caribbean Queen Bikini Contest with $500 in cash and prizes to tonight's winners at Night Moves. Tomorrow night, it's live dance rock from one of Memphis' hottest bands, Reance, on stage at Night Moves, 3659 Mendenhall at Winchester.
All women at some point or another go through natural biological changes in their monthly cycles. Now, find out why. Call the Midol Products special toll-free numbers. You'll hear experts like Dr. Michelle Warren talk about cramps, bloating, PMS, and how these symptoms can change. Look in your Sunday paper this January 8th for details, money-saving coupons, and our free sample offer. Midol, from the company that understands women. Use only as directed.
You know, Scott, it's not so much the bloating that bothers me.
My period isn't the problem.
Right.
It's the period before my period.
And boy, does that just make me crazy. I don't know about that. See, my wife has PMS. I shot the paper boy because she made me so edgy. I told him to bring another card, and then the next thing I know is, you know, the gun misfired. I was cleaning it. It went off 28 times.
My period isn't the problem. It's the period before.
I swear to God, Your Honor.
River City weather. We are going to have some periods of heavy thunderstorms this afternoon and probably tonight. 60% chance of showers. High 62 today. Low tonight down to 50. Tomorrow's going to be pretty nice, though. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 62.
I'm going to get some of those feminine pads and buff out my car later, too. You know, the adhesive strips, they don't come loose from your hand.
Right now, partly cloudy, a rather bloated 44 degrees at 728. Oh. I'm Paul Fuller on KMPZ, the all-new, all-hit Z98.
The switch is on to the all-new, all-hit Z98. Rick and Scott in the morning at 7:33.
Well, you know, I hate this time of the month for me because now I'm retaining water. Look, see, I'm retaining the Gulf of Mexico.
My period isn't the problem.
Yeah.
It's the period before my period.
Here's Boy Meets Girl. My ankles are swelling, too. I don't know if you've noticed that. Pretty soon they're going to start driving cars through them like a California redwood.
Knock it off. Waiting for a star to fall on Z98. The all-new, all-hit Z98. Waiting for a star to fall. Boy Meets Girl, Rick Rumble and Scott Thrower at 7:37. Storm in fifth place. Not doing too well. They're on the road in Fort Wayne tonight. I guess it's the first of like a two-game road trip. Mostly cloudy, 63 later. We're going to have thunderstorms galore this afternoon, though. By the way, speaking of other sports, the Tigers over Southern Miss last night, 90-87. Elliott Perry, 30 points. That's a career high. It was a big
good
game.
Stuff.
Yeah. He's really pretty good.
Absolutely. Liz has traffic. It's 7:37.
All right. We've got accidents being worked right now. Macon and Witten. Now, that car is just about pulled off to the side and cleared shortly. 64, Highway 64, west of Rehooker Road. Tractor trailer jackknife. Tennessee Highway Patrol, THPs, are on the scene right now. Inbound, westbound on 40 at 240. That's out east. It's for the folks coming from East Shelby County. Going on I-40, it's where you loop around and you connect to Walnut Grove. That accident's right there at the underpass. There's no injuries, and it is pulled to the far right-hand side, not causing too much of a problem except for those rubberneckers. An accident reported at 1300 Valentine Park and Ivy Road. Two-car accident there. Covington Pike and Raleigh-LaGrange, that's in front of the Vickers Station. And the 3800 block of Tesla, as well as on Thomas and Watkins. Three-car accident with an off-duty officer involved in that one. For Z98 Traffic, I'm Liz Michaels.
When's the last time you sat down and scrutinized the place you party? I mean, instead of simply accepting the thought that this is the best there is, why not determine if you're getting what you deserve? For example, the music. Do you like it? Is it sexy and current enough for dancing, but still sprinkled with those classic oldies from the 50s and 60s? How about the munchies? And the lunch and dinner menu? Or the dance floor? And what about the people? Do they mingle? Are they friendly? And does your night spot have contests and games and prizes to add to all the excitement? Let's face it, everyone can't walk up to a stranger they like to meet without some assistance. Does your hangout provide that? Well, tonight, there's a party going on at Studebaker's. They're doing something exceptional. Maybe it's time your evening took on a higher definition. Studebaker's in Overton Square, cruising again the way it was meant to be.
Tonight, your dollar donation goes to help the American Cancer Society. And remember, Studebaker's is the place to watch the NFL playoffs this Sunday from noon to midnight. How would you like to own a business presenting a brand new, absolutely unique financial product in your area, have no competition, no inventory, and a minimal overhead? First America Financial Corporation is offering to quality individuals the business opportunity to earn in excess of $230,000 per year and truly provide a substantial and real benefit. The product First America Financial Corporation has researched and developed sells itself when shown. It's overwhelmingly accepted in circles where sophisticated individuals expect a simple, no-risk, non-commission-oriented solution to a complicated problem. The analytical experts of First America Financial Corporation stand behind each individual operation. Each operation shares in a nationwide pool of business experts. It's been said, seldom does an opportunity like this come along. There's a limited number of proprietary opportunities available. A $20,000 investment is required. For an information package, call 416-941-9922. Again, the number is 416-941-9922.
It's 20 minutes till 8 with Rick Rumble and Scott Thrower in the morning at the all-new, all-hit Z98.
Boy, a big story in this morning's paper on the front page, far left-hand side, security tightening on workers at airports.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's not just the workers now. It's almost everybody that's going through the airport. I haven't been in an airport since Christmas time, I guess.
Right.
But with the bombing of the 747, and of course now possible Libyan reprisals, you have no idea. I can hardly imagine what it must be like to go through this tougher security as a passenger on an airplane. I can't hardly imagine.
Put your bags on the belt and step through here, please, sir. Excuse me,
wait,
sir.
A minute.
Sir.
This has never happened before.
Sir, could you empty your pockets and step through again, please?
Sure. Maybe it's just my car keys here.
Yeah, sir. You're going to have to step back through, sir.
I don't understand. Okay. How about my belt buckle?
That might be it.
All right, here.
Take it off and step through again, please.
Here you go. Yeah, just be careful with that.
No, sir, I'm afraid that you're going to have to come back through.
Well, I know. Wait, I know what it is.
What?
I know what it is.
What is it, sir?
It's the steel in my artificial leg. Here. Be careful with that. That's oak.
Crawl through again, please, sir. That's not it. There's something to set the alarm off.
Wait, I don't understand it.
Sir, are you carrying anything metal?
Well, just the fillings in my teeth.
Crawl through again, please, sir.
No! Not the plate in my head!
Skycap with wheelchair to security checkpoint, Concourse A. Passenger ready for boarding.
Boy, can you imagine?
Yeah. Ooh, man.
You got Rageous FM.
Uptown thing. Downtown thing.
C98.
7:42. Oh, wow, 18 till 8. Starts with the car keys.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Lines up with a plate in the head. Ooh, and that's Corel. I can see myself in your skull.
Thank you.
The all-new, all-hit Z98, 7:48 in the morning.
It was just released here from Chick Stadium. The opening night for the Memphis Chicks is going to be freeze-dried schnauzer night. All kids 14 and under get a freeze-dried schnauzer.
Ooh, that's going to be big
Don't
fun.
Don't ask me what you know is true.
The all-new, all-hit Z98 from the land down under. And the band says that they like Australia, their homeland, but they like America much better simply because of our hamburgers.
Oh.
I guess you can't get a good hamburger in the land down under.
Is that right?
So it's obvious. Quarter pounders.
They probably, honest to goodness, probably serve kangaroo meat.
They probably do.
Remember, there was a big scandal about that a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburger places serving kangaroo.
Quarter pounders are, in fact, good for tourism here in the 48 contiguous states. NXS never tear us apart. Rumble and Thrower at 7:52. Thunderstorms in 63 this afternoon. If you like the warm temperatures, we got that. But if you don't like the rain, we got that, too. 43 now at the all-new all-hit Z98.
I just want to know what in the heck is going on here in our city. The ambassador from Sao Tome and Principe, one Joaquim Brando, is all set to meet with Mayor Hackett 2 o'clock this afternoon to discuss the prospect of locating a plant in Memphis to process fish from the man's island country of Sao Tome. Meeting arranged by Tennessee's African Caribbean Affairs Office. I don't know about you, but here we got like millions of gallons of raw sewage pouring into the river, and the next thing you know, they're going to be like dumping fish heads into the river. I'm a little bit concerned about this.
Well, with a name like Brando, it might be horse heads that they're dumping into the river.
On the other hand, they may process part of it and just eat the heads. That'd be kind of a nice thought. And why is it all the sewage is going in the river, and they just keep saying that, oh, it's not going to affect the river because it's so big? I don't know about you, but I've been in a bar late at night standing at a trough with another five guys, and I notice.
Yeah. When that sewage backs up, you notice.
That's right, yeah. Pal. There's no river too big.
Yeah. And they will certainly notice the taste and the difference of the drinking water in New Orleans, because don't they take the entire city water supply out of the
right. They think about anything down in New Orleans, from what I understand.
Whoa. It is 7:52. We have mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees now. We have some traffic problems. 240 Midtown at South Parkway. A big accident just a few minutes ago. Covington Pike and Raleigh-LaGrange, 3800 block of Tesla. Thomas and Watkins and Park and Ivy. I'm Paul Fuller with the KMPZ 98 Second Update. The two pilots who shot down those Libyan MiGs yesterday arrived in Washington just a couple of hours ago. Unconfirmed report that they have film of what exactly happened over the Mediterranean.
The love boat.
The UN Security Council holds a closed-door session today to review events. Libya has called for the UN to condemn our actions. Well, if you work at the Memphis airport, you'll have Big Brother watching you closer. Department of Transportation says they'll install new devices to monitor workers' movements in baggage and aircraft areas. All this in response to the bombing of the Pan Am flight. A French TV crew arrested at Kennedy Airport in New York. They planted three fake bombs trying to show how easy it is to smuggle explosives on board.
I understand a Dutch TV crew was actually able to get a phony
at an Amsterdam airport. That's correct.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Briarcrest schools opened yesterday. Relieved administrators say they actually increased enrollment by one over the Christmas break. They say they need a big jump in enrollment to stay open next year. The school saved from financial ruin, as you know, a couple of weeks ago. The Fraser basketball team has fouled out before Friday's game even starts. Varsity and JV teams forced to forfeit the upcoming game for fighting after last week's game. That action taken by the principal at Fraser High School. Memphis State broke their long streak of Metro Conference road losses. 90-87 win over Southern Mississippi went into overtime. Elliott Perry with a career-high 30 points. Storm will stay in through this season. The league rejected a bid by Nashville investors to move the team. The Storm plays in Fort Wayne tonight. And the sport of surfing, well, it has many dangers. And in Australia, a surfer attacked by a great white. Did you guys read this?
I read about this.
The shark chomped his surfboard first, then came back to take 12 inches out of the man's side, then came back for more. The surfer was able to push the shark away, and then saviors came in the form of a school of dolphins. Actually chased the shark away, and the surfer says, those dolphins literally saved my life.
Yeah, you know, that Dan Marino is just a great swimmer, too, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He's something else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they believe that was a tiger shark.
Oh, a tiger shark.
And of all the shark species, I believe the tiger shark is most prone to attack humans.
Most vicious. We're going to take a look at River City weather coming up in just a moment. It's 7:54.
I guess the Cucamonga Symphony Hall is pretty excited about my concert.
Well, we don't get many conductors like you.
Thank you.
I mean, you travel with your own wand.
It's a baton.
You twirl, too?
Listen, there's one thing I want done.
Well, you name it.
Your sound system.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't come close to the quality of a 4JBL audio system.
What?
Your speakers, they don't have the clarity and brilliance of the 9 acoustically designed JBL speakers in the new Ford Thunderbird.
You want us to put in car speakers?
Read my lips. These babies give you incredibly pure sound.
Uh-huh.
Plus deep, resonant bass from the separate subwoofer.
Uh-huh.
They just happen to build a car around them.
Okay, okay. We'll rip out our speakers and put in JBLs.
Uh-uh. Let's rip out the seats and put in 4,000 Thunderbirds.
Wait a minute.
Come on, guys!
Wait a minute!
Optional Ford JBL audio systems are also available in Ford Taurus, Mercury, Sable, and Cougar, and all Lincoln models. Ford audio systems, the sound of quality.
Well, how do you like it?
Are those parking meters?
I'll split the take with you.
Are those ushers or meter maids?
I'm not sure.
What a night. Oh, kicks in the Marriott. Haven't had that much fun since. Oh, come to think of it, I've never had a better time since I've been in town. The band out there was really hot. And the ladies, well, no wonder Kix is the best.
Batteries went dead.
Great drink specials, too. Think I'll make it to next Wednesday night's party. Whose phone number? Oh, yeah, it's Sherry's. What a woman. What a ladies' night.
Kix in the Marriott on American Way.
Sweet. Sweet. Actually, we have an update on that shark attack story. It was a couple of MiGs and not dolphins
that, is that
saved
right?
The
a couple of Libyan
life.
Pilots attacked actually, a surfer.
Mr. Hyde, you need to change your name to Mr. Stump.
River City weather. It's going to be breezy and warmer today with thunderstorms likely. 60% chance of showers for both this afternoon and tonight. Some of those may be severe. High today, 62. Low tonight, about 50. High tomorrow, 62, and it's going to be rather pleasant with partly cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy right now. We're up to 45 degrees at 7:57. I'm Paul Fuller on KMPZ, Osceola, Memphis. The all-new, all-hit Z98.
Oh, nice shot.
shooting. Very nice shooting.
Here goes another MIG.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.